Well, hello, gentlemen. It's Soloman here. Now, if you take a look around the Western world and the European world, you will see that femons are an absolute terrible drain on societies. They have gummed up the court system with divorce proceedings, suing allegations, wrongful dismissal, and they also waste a lot of police time. Because as we know, as soon as a femon gets into an argument that goes not her way, she'll phone the police. You know, the old guard dogs. Or maybe she'll just call the police to cause trouble for the man. But as we all know, femons always tell the truth, don't they? Companies have had to spend millions and millions on making their companies femon-friendly. But as we know, it's never enough, is it? And also, the government spends millions and millions on these femon support groups about this, that, and everything else. And what do these femons in society actually put back to society? Well, the only thing I can think of is a child. And these femons still think having a child is a miracle because they announce their pregnancy all over the place. And yet it's been happening since the beginning of time and probably the most natural thing in the world. They don't announce when a rat has 12 babies, do they? And of course, a lot of femons in today's world don't even have babies, do they? They haven't got time. And really, how difficult is it for a femon to get pregnant? And how hard does she have to work at it? But this is the one thing they've held society at ransom for hundreds of years. But generally in society, the producers and the money makers are generally men. So they are supporting the femons. I mean, who's really paying for the femon soccer team? Their money. It's the men's team. If society doesn't actually stop and think and say to femons, how about putting something back into society? Then society will go bankrupt. Even though there's real men out there that are proud to be masculine and want nothing to do with these modern femons, who kind of leech off society, these men are still paying for those femons. Inadvertently, many years ago when femons weren't that much in the workforce, who paid for their retirement? Men paid. But it seems to be everywhere you look in the papers and the social media, you have these femons standing there posing, and how wonderful they are. But really all they've done is pose. I mean, men are rewarded by hard work, sometimes. But let's face it, most femons don't work hard. They dress up and put makeup on and walk around, showing what nature has already given them for free. Until nature, of course, takes it away. They may have a baby, another function that nature gave them for free. How long are femons going to keep blackmailing society and hardly ever putting anything back? Femons believe almost from birth that they're special, that they're entitled, and that society owes them something. Already. And it's perpetuated by the mothers of these femons, who believe they are entitled to. It would be different if the femons respected males for their hard work. But they don't, do they? They generally despise males. And they keep on saying men should step up to the plate. If you look throughout history, males have stepped up to the plate many, many times. It's about time the femons stepped up to the plate.
Batter up!
Oh, what's this? It's a bat, is it? I've never done this thing before. Let's see how I do. Now, don't throw it too hard now. I'm special.
Strike one!
Oh, I didn't even see that one.